Wanna talk all this shit in my comments, but in person you don't want it. Bitch, what? Bitch, what? Bitch, what? What? Bitch, what? Y'all like that? That's Bish What remix by DJ Taj, and it cracks me up. It really does. Somehow making a Vine video can turn into a song. I mean, it happens so often, and that song is just silly to me. But anyways, this is Kiana, as you know, aka Kiana Love 21 from YouTube. But in my everyday life, I simply go by Kiana. Be sure to check out my latest videos at youtube.com/KianaLove21. That's KianaLuv21. And more news, beauty, fashion, and social commentary on my website at lovekiana.com. That's LuvKianaA.com. There is no co-host today, just little old me, and I'm happy about that. You need some time alone, you know, you need some alone time with Kiana. And I just wanted to talk about a few things that have really stuck with me recently. So, just got to get them off my chest. First of all, is Kanye West an asshole? Like, everyone calls him that, so I just wanted to speak on it. A weight loss update and a rant to go with that. The foods I'm eating, you know, my grocery list, and natural hair Nazis. Seriously, they need to be addressed. Natural hair Nazis. And with that goes the hating your blackness thing. And then the 2 Chainz, Is That Your Thought video. There's a viral video going around. Ugh. It's a mess where, okay, just listen, just wait and listen and find out what a thought is if you didn't already know. THOT, thought, it's a mess. And also, you know, the $1 billion question, the $5 billion question, would you slap your mom for that much money? Would you slap your mom for $5 billion? Okay, let's get into it. I used to eat only once a day, I swear, mainly because that's all I had an appetite for. Like, I really just was not hungry, and I got accustomed to that. And I was able to do that a lot more when I was slimmer, after I had fasted. And I've noticed that you just don't crave as many foods, and you definitely don't crave like sugary foods or just fattening foods if you haven't had them in your system. Because with the fast, everything is flushed out of you. You know, so there's no more sensations for, you know, there's no more cravings. So with that, you know, it was a lot easier to do. Now that I've gained weight, I got accustomed to, you know, foods that aren't so good, or foods that just wouldn't be praised if I were having a conversation with someone about healthy foods. So, yeah. But anyways, I would honestly feel guilty if I ate 2 or 3 meals a day at one point. I'm not kidding. I would hate myself for feeling so full, because I would just feel full. I'd feel like I'm about to throw up if I ate 3 meals. And my portions were good, but I tend to bloat after a meal, even if it's a salad. Do you hear me? So imagine that bloating, gross feeling 3 times a day. And then the next day it doesn't really go away. And then my face, you know, just swells up. Ugh, it just annoyed me. But lately, I started eating 2 meals a day, just very recently. And I've noticed I'm slimming down a lot faster. I haven't weighed myself, mainly because I don't care. The way I look in the mirror is way more important. And I like the way I look naked again. I do. And the fat is falling off, and I see the sexy figure showing through again. It's obviously my metabolism acting right, because I'm eating more than once a day. Yeah, that does affect your metabolism. Even though I'm not interested in doing that, I see the benefits, so I do press on. And I usually have 1 big meal in the morning, and that holds me over till the next day. But me sitting on my butt all day in front of the computer doesn't really help with the weight loss. And I'm not about to eat 6 small meals a day, so you can forget that. I'm just not about that life. So yeah, 2 meals, maybe 3 eventually, but they would have to be even smaller, way smaller than what I normally eat. And I don't consume that many calories. So, yeah. I just honestly feel like I've hit a plateau. And with that, I just got to work on that. I gotta take the necessary steps to fight through that plateau, which is be more active or decrease my calorie intake. I think I'll do the be more active one since it is getting warmer. In the wintertime, I'm not trying to go outside. I'm not trying to be active inside. I just want to huddle up in my bed. Ugh, I freeze so easily. So now that it's warmer, I think I'll just be more active. But what I truly recommend is control. Simple as that. Control. Portion control and self-control. Don't get huge plates and fill them up. You're better off with saucers or somewhere in the middle. Because I've noticed, you know, it's American-sized plates. They're just huge. They're freaking huge. We always want the large, the double, the super. That's how we are. We are spoiled when it comes to food. Americans are spoiled when it comes to food. I mean, shoot, you can even get on public assistance and get tons and tons of food. So it's not that out of reach for many, many people. And we do see that when we walk around and see the many obese people and understand why there are so many articles and news presentations about obesity in America. I just went grocery shopping and I got pineapples, broccoli, baby spinach, 100% grape, apple, and orange juice, and tons of staples, tons, because I love cooking from scratch. I really got 10 pounds of flour and baking powder, canola and olive oil. I even bought bread. Do you hear me? I bought bread. And of course, many of you don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know me. So it makes sense for you to be like, what's the big deal with that? I haven't had a sandwich in months. I have not consumed a slice of bread in a very long time. I have consumed flour, but I just haven't had bread. And I went out and bought me some bread, y'all. But I bought the whole wheat bread. Whole wheat makes a major difference. I also got honey teriyaki sauce. It was delicious. You know, and I got it so I can marinate ground beef. And I said sauce, didn't I? Honey teriyaki marinade. That's what it is. And I got it so I can marinate ground beef in it, you know, for a day or two. I really want the beef to absorb the flavors. And I haven't had a burger in probably 6 months, but I wanted to just go for it and go crazy. I don't plan on buying ground beef anytime soon, but I'll eat what I bought. So, yeah. And I also got tons of refried beans because it's Mexican month in my home. It's Mexican month and I get a craving for a certain ethnic food and I overindulge. The same way people hear a song and play it over and over till, you know, till they and everyone around them gets sick of it. That's just how I am. So right now it's Mexican month. Last month it was Italian month. Month before that was breakfast month. I don't like make a schedule of this. I just go by what I desire and crave at the moment. So yeah. And I'm not the type to make side dishes if I'm the only one dining. And I'm single, so I have the privilege of just only cooking for myself. And well, yeah, I see it as a good thing. So I would say privilege. I don't have to cook for anyone else. So I don't really make side dishes unless it's like breakfast or something. And I've been making lots of burritos. I passed up the whole wheat tortillas because that's just ridiculous to me. I'm not about to eat a whole wheat tortilla. No. Just like I don't like whole wheat crust pizza. Like, that's just gross to me. But if you like it, good for you. I wish I could, you know, go with that because that would just be a better choice. But no. You could buy it for me and I'll eat it. I will feel obligated to consume it. But no, I'm not going to spend my money on that. And I did get cheese. But I don't eat that much cheese, but I am my whole life, if you ask anyone in my family, does Kiana hate cheese? They would look at you like you're crazy. Like, I ate way more cheese than I had any business eating growing up. And I was way slimmer. But I was also extremely active in sports and everything else. I was the best student in PE every year. You hear me? I saw it all as a challenge. So, yeah, the exercise definitely balanced out my eating habits. Because now that I'm older, I used to have some of the same eating habits, but I wasn't as active, and therefore I gained weight. And I also got chorizo, because chorizo is the bee's knees. Chorizo is a Mexican sausage, and it's just, it's delicious. It has different spices and all that in there. It's delicious. And the thing is, I bought all those juices, and they're still full. They're still in the fridge. Well, maybe I finished off the apple juice, but I bought another. But they're mostly full because I prefer water. And my mom is the reason I bought them in the first place. You know how moms are. They're always encouraging you to eat healthy and take care of yourself and all that other craziness. How silly, mother. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Mommy, for reminding me that juices exist, because I truly forgot about them. I did. I forgot all about juices and how delicious they are. And I can enjoy these foods and not feel guilty because I don't consume large portions. Remember that. If you're going to consume cheese and or tortilla that's not whole wheat, make sure you're not going to fill your plates up. Or, I mean, if you're on Mexican month like me, you can understand what I'm coming from. But you basically don't fill your plate up. Do not. Don't fill it to the rim. Don't make it overflow. Don't stack it high. Just go easy on it. It's portion control. There are so many explanations on proper portion control. And most Americans would look at that like they're crazy. Like, what is wrong with you? I'm not about to eat that. That's bird food. Like, that's enough to feed a dog. I am a grown man. I need way more food. I'm not about to eat a main course that's the size of my palm. But that would explain why so many other people in other countries, you know, they're way slimmer, because that's the portions they're accustomed to. Us in America, we're more accustomed to large portions. And that is part of our problem. Anyways. Oh, and I only use sea salt when I cook. And I haven't needed sea salt in a while because, you know, with the Italian and the Mexican, no, I haven't needed it. No. It's not necessary. The Italian, the marinaras and whatnot, they have sauces, they have salt in them. Which I'm not particularly fond of because I wish everything was sea salt now. But yeah. Speaking of weight loss, I have to say I got a lot of praise for losing 40 pounds a few years ago. That's one of my highest viewed videos, my most viewed videos. It has over 5 million views. And I had to cut off the comments on those videos because I was getting so much spam with people trying to promote their spammy websites and whatnot through my video about weight loss. So no, I had to cut off the comments to prevent that. I got a lot of praise for that, losing 40 pounds. And I inspired many people, male and female, to lose weight as well. They contact me all the time like, girl, I lost 100 pounds because of you. You were the motivation I needed. That is so rewarding. I love giving to people. And I did not think, it really did not cross my mind that my own accomplishments would be giving to someone else in some way, shape, or form. But let me just say, it is very, very rewarding to see others improve their health and their fitness, or just make them feel better about themselves, to turn their life around just by my video. It's like, well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that. And so I will try to update people a lot more on weight loss, but I'll admit that I'm a little, I'm not really excited about doing too much with that because, like I said, I hit that plateau and I'm a little, what is the word, embarrassed, ashamed. Well, not really either one of those. I'm not happy about it. And it's like, well, what do I have to show you? You know, I have a lot of information to give. So maybe a lot of you will just understand what a plateau is. It's basically I've stopped losing weight for a moment and I got to just keep pushing through. I also got a lot of comments, mainly from men, saying that they preferred me when I was fat. They would say that, which proved the point I made in the 40-pound weight loss video. It reinforced my point that men loved me fat, so it made me want to stay fat. I don't need men like that around me, honestly. I don't. Honestly, I don't need men like that around me. That's not conducive to a healthy lifestyle. I wouldn't even have a life for long if I stayed fat. So they could just jack off to me and, you know, like, just watch an old video. Because obviously that's all they want me for is, you know, to appeal to them sexually. So forget them. And why do they feel the need to tell me that I wasn't as appealing skinny? Some men would say, this isn't all the guys. Far from it, actually. But I got many comments from that. I got a lot of praise. So I'm not only speaking on the negative comments. But some would say, you know, you are right, skinny, but no. I liked you when you were big. What makes them think I would feel they were attractive? Guys have this crazy mindset where they assume women are here to serve and appeal to them. They say things like, I wouldn't wife her, as though that girl had ever considered him as a possible husband. Like, you weren't even a thought in her mind. This sense of entitlement needs to go. They assume women would want them based on the fact that they want her. Like, how silly is that? Some found me more appealing sexually when I was bigger, like I stated, because mainly my breasts and my thighs, they were large. My breasts are still large, but thank goodness my thighs aren't. And that was one of the reasons I lost weight in the first place. It really was. I really got tired of being seen as a sex toy. Like a sex object, just something sex. That was just written all over me. Not by my attire, just my body itself. You know, I wasn't about to wear like really baggy, loose-fitting clothing all the time. And it wasn't even really tight-fitting. I could go out in some jeans. It's not like I have a huge butt. I don't. But, you know, I could go out in some jeans and a t-shirt that's like a medium large. But either way, I'm going out with this clothing on that's not skin tight. And that's all they would see was, you know, just sex. Something to have sex with. And that's all some of these men see when they look at women. They see something to fuck. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. Y'all know I cuss. And I figure I can do this on this podcast. They see her as something to fuck because she's got a fat ass or big tits and thighs. And that is not a compliment. Not to any self-respecting woman. That is not a compliment. If that's all you want to be seen for, then you might as well get paid for giving it up to them, honey. Because they will treat you just like they would a lady of the night. They'll bust their nut and kick you to the curb. Because that's all they wanted. I had men tell me, like, a couple years ago before I lost the 40 pounds. Yeah, Keon, I know you're smart and all, but I get it. But I really just want to fuck because them titties are perfect. I swear. That's exactly what... It was more than one guy. It was weird. I felt like they had met up before and planned what they would say to me while, you know, I would drop some knowledge on them about whatever topic they brought up. And they're like, okay, yeah. I just wanted to break the ice. Now, let me just have some sex. Let me just fuck. That was so insulting. It's very insulting. And they were so blinded by my body. And they were immature and honest. I'll say that. They were so blinded, though. And I'm grateful they were honest. I am. I'm grateful because it helped me size up what was in front of me. Basically, a teenage boy in a man's body. He can keep his little dick to himself. He really can. I was like, cool, that's what you want? All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Bye. Goodbye. Walked off. You can go on and talk to that girl over there. Maybe she'll put up with your mess, but not me. Because I am more than my body. And I found out I loved my slimmer frame. More than my thick / fat one. You know, I was in both, all three stages. But I loved my slimmer frame. I loved the way the clothes fit on me better. I loved the space between my thighs because they used to chafe so badly. Oh my God. Oh, I used to destroy jeans. Brand new jeans. Good quality jeans. And then after a while, you know, you're hot and sweating. Your thighs are rubbing. The friction. I'd have holes in them. I had countless pairs of jeans that just had holes. I had no choice but to wear sweatpants. Oh, I did not like that at all. So I'm glad that my thighs had a little space in between them. I loved seeing my collarbones and my tiny little arms. Like, well, skinny arms. Because it fit my frame better, seeing as I'm 5'2". I'm not tall, people. Contrary to popular belief, I am a little thing. And all that weight makes me wider. It makes me look wider, and it's not good. Problem is, some of these men don't care about my personal happiness and acceptance. They just care about their dicks. And they can stick them in their ass if they think I'll give a shit about appealing to them. Men I'll never be interested in, I don't even know, never met, probably never will, are the ones saying these things. As though they ever had a chance in the first place. Boy, bye. The $5 billion question. Was that sexy? Probably not. Would you slap your mom for $5 billion? Most of y'all are probably like, no. Well, then again, probably 50-50. No, on some of y'all. And I actually saw this meme. It's a meme. If you're not familiar with what a meme is, because I know not everyone listening, you know, is on the internet long enough to even figure that out or get the reference. A meme, M-E-M-E, is a photo that has words over it. That's all it is. But the thing is, it's the words that make them go viral. Like, just silly stuff. Or funny, or, you know, enlightening, whatever. But they're called memes. And this one, you usually see it on like a picture of Dave Chappelle doing stand-up. Because, you know, he always says smart stuff. Smart Alex stuff. Or basically, I'm sorry. The photograph has to relate to the meme. Or basically the statement on the photo in one way or another. So seeing Dave Chappelle on that, I get it. It's like getting a little comedy. Okay, so would you slap your mom for $5 billion? And I saw this meme a while ago. And the comments were a mess. And one guy said he'd knock his grandma out for $5 billion. He said he would knock her out. And others said yes, but only if they were allowed to ask their mother. And that they'd also split the money. Stuff like that. Actually, I did see one, no, not one, several that said that their mom would slap them if they didn't do it, you know? So it's not always, you know, the child having the choice. It's like some people would say, no, I wouldn't slap my mom, but she'd beat the crap out of me if I didn't slap her. So I get it. And I had to ask my mom after I saw that photo. I asked her if she would let me do it, and we'd split the money, and she was down for it. She was. It honestly, it does bother me to think that I would lash out at my mother. So even in my head, I couldn't answer the question. I could not see the picture and just answer it. When I saw it, I had to call her for permission to slap her in a scenario posed to me on Facebook. It was just that serious. It was a scenario. It wasn't even real. It wasn't even real. I had to just ask for permission because it was just that serious to me. I don't ask my mother for permission for anything now that I'm grown, but for that, it involved her. And she said, sure. And I mean, that's my mom. I remember when I was young, maybe like 10 or 11, and I loved giving people pedicures, soaking their feet, massaging them, cutting the nails, all of that. Men and women. But they had to be close to me. Only if they were close to me. I don't want it to sound like, okay, I'm just running around rubbing people's feet. They had to be close to me. And I've done everyone in my family's but my dad's feet. I guess he just didn't care about that. He does his own feet. He didn't need that. And then I did my grandmother's, you know, more than once, mind you. I just like seeing them relax because they complained about working on their feet all day or just running around and or doing whatever. And I like to do my own, so why not theirs? Problem was, the internet was not easily accessible for me at the time. I could not get online without my parents' permission and their password. I mean, that's good parenting, though. Now that I'm older enough to think about it, I definitely resented that then. But now that I'm older, it makes total sense because there's so much people, children can come across that they have no business seeing. They have no business being exposed to that stuff. So it makes sense that my parents had a password on it. And they used to even disconnect the internet whenever they weren't actively using it. So they weren't messing around. So I didn't have all the knowledge I needed, you know, for things like cuticle cutters and stuff like that. And I wanted to try it on a whim. And I didn't even look it up at the library. And I was always at the library. I was always reading something. Maybe I was a little older than 10. Anyways, I'd done my own before, my own feet and cut the cuticles and all that. And so I tried it on my mom. And she was so relaxed, she fell asleep. And I was doing a good job. And then I accidentally cut her, maybe like 2 centimeters long. And she bled just a little, very, very little. Like my hand slipped or something. And I was freaking out. I freaked out. I was crying. Do you hear me? I was crying and cleaning up. I was done for the day. I picked up all the supplies I had, just put it away. You know, I definitely, you know, took care of the little 2 centimeter damage I had done. But I made my mother bleed. It didn't matter that she didn't even wake up. You know, it didn't matter that it stopped not long after it started. I was just so upset and ashamed. I sat there crying and then trying to make it better. And I took my ass to my room and laid down crying. But so you see, I'm not big on hurting people that love me unconditionally, would die for me. You know, the lady that gave birth to me. No, I'm not eager to harm her for money or anything else. But if I told her the prize and she agreed, I'd slap her as soft as possible and we'd get that money and share it with the family. I mean, shoot, one slap will help my family retire, like a large portion of my family, not even immediate family. It would help them just retire and live comfortably for generations because they are smart and they know how to stretch money and they know how to invest it. So I think that one time would be worth it. Okay, now is Kanye an asshole? Let me just give a very simple answer. Not all the time. Now, more, you know, extended, more detailed answer. Not all the time because everyone can be an asshole sometimes. Everyone, even children. There are plenty of parents who are like, man, my child is a little asshole. He is just a mess. Like, everyone can be an asshole. Kanye is just on a huge platform. He's on a bigger platform than 99.9% of us. So when he messes up, it's captured in pictures and on film and then shared with the world so we can criticize him. And that's where we get our opinions from. We all have opinions that other people would trash us for. We all do. We all live our lives in ways that others would disapprove of also. No matter what, If you're religious, there's someone out there that feels you're living your life wrong, or you're following the wrong religion. If you're a woman, there's someone that feels you should be in the kitchen instead of the office, or that you expose too much skin, or whatever. You can't please everyone and you shouldn't even try. Everyone makes mistakes, and he's been very defensive lately. You know, considering the millions of people that declare their distaste for him in one way or another. I mean, I'd be defensive too if I knew that many people hated me. Now, Kanye, like many others in the world, has trouble expressing his thoughts clearly when he's upset. When you're really upset about something, you don't always get out your key points, nor do you deliver them in a way that people would welcome. You know, many times he's defending himself or speaking on something he's passionate about, and that can affect your emotions. It really can. Like my last episode debate with Dimitri, the police officer, and he mentioned my pit bull Blue, and I just snapped. I snapped. When I felt that he was comparing Blue to a statistic of pit bulls, it pissed me off and I got loud. However, I did get my point out. So, you know, sometimes I'm able to do that. Sometimes it ain't gonna come out very well. So that one time I did get it out, but I did become passionate and I hyperventilated a little. I had to sit back and breathe for a second. So people take Kanye's passion, aggression, and emotion during some interviews and use it against him, like they do many other people. But he's on a big platform and he's a black man, and you know that angry black man thing. Like it is hyped up. You gotta be realistic. It is hyped up. You know, from, you know, skin color and status and the things he says, definitely. And not the general public, many would not approve of some of the things he says, like the I am a God thing and stuff like that, because many people in our country are Christians or Muslims. Basically, many people would not approve of a man saying that he is a God. He didn't say he was God, but feeling that he is that powerful and all that stuff, you know, they don't like that. I mean, he is very influential, though. Like, he's extremely influential. It's not like his concerts are empty. He has sold out stadiums and all that. Or stadiums, the right word? Either way, he's sold out concerts. Like, there are many, 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 many people that love Kanye. I love me some Kanye, too, but I'll get into that later. They used his, you know, passion and emotion during interviews against him. And it's either they didn't like the way he presented his argument. Why was I so loud just now? Maybe they didn't like the way he presented his argument, or they were biased and hated everything he said, regardless of whether it was true or not. Now, I love me some Kanye. I do, but that does not mean I'm a stan and I'd go along with any and everything he does. That's what a stan is. A stan is someone that is a fan times 100, times 1,000. A fan isn't going to put up with each and everything a celebrity does just because they like their music or work of art or whatever. A stan doesn't matter. A stan will let a celebrity slap them or just get slapped by a celebrity and they'll just go along with it. They'll be so happy. They'll tell everyone about it and then let that celebrity go off and, you know, just do their thing. That celebrity could murder someone and they'd go crazy at everyone that's disapproving of them. You haters and all this other stuff, that's a stan. A stan is completely irrational and ridiculous to me. And many others. So no, I'm not a stan. If he does something wrong and I feel, well, if he does something and I feel it's wrong, then I will disapprove of that. But if he does something right, I will try to understand why he did it though. But yeah, that's me. And I saw a video of him smashing a paparazzi's camera and, you know, just going crazy. But the man is tired of being harassed and filmed without his consent. He did sign up for this, though, becoming famous and all, and successful. That's the key word, successful. If he was a lame rapper, no one would be checking for him. So it is to be expected. I wish he handled these situations better, though. And maybe in the future he will. But you have to remember, many times, paparazzi will yell out offensive comments just to get celebrities riled up so they have a great picture to sell. Sometimes they will show up at their houses unannounced, hiding in the bushes, and then jumping out, snapping pictures and yelling. So no, I don't think Kanye is an asshole, nor an idiot. I think he should find better ways to get his points across and control his anger, which can be hard at times, but maybe remembering the backlash he could receive should help him curb the aggression a little. You know, But it's a shame because nowadays people spaz out when they see him smiling. They do. They get so excited. They go crazy. They don't know how to act because it's rare for Kanye to do that these days. And that's very, very, very sad. We don't see many images of Kanye, or videos actually, of him just enjoying himself. And that's not good. We don't. Like, there was this video of Kanye at a concert, and I don't know if he stopped the concert or, you know, just whatever. He was signing a fan's shoe. It was a shoe. It was Kanye's shoe from Adidas, and it's a hot shoe. I actually like it. It's red. It's beautiful. And he was just signing the shoe, and he was just smiling and, you know, just being, you know, the Kanye that we used to know and love. And I was like, well, obviously he's still the same Kanye, but he's on defense when he's out in public and in interviews and stuff like that because of the many people attacking him. So it makes sense. But when he was smiling, it made my day. It made me very happy. And by the way, him and Kim Kardashian's daughter, North, is absolutely adorable. Oh my God. Did y'all see her in Vogue? It looked like she wanted to just move around. Oh, it was so cute. And she looks so much like him. And I hope the best for Kanye and his family. I just want to see him smile and continue to make music for his fans to enjoy. He's obviously not making music for people that don't like him to enjoy. He's making it for his fans. And so, you know, that's great. Now, let me clear my throat. Let me relax. Natural hair Nazis. Natural hair is the hair that naturally comes out of black women's heads. Simple as that. Our hair is naturally curly, you know. That's our hair. It does come in many different textures, but that's our hair. And many, many, many black women are going back natural. They're leaving the chemicals alone, the relaxers, the perms. Well, they call it perm, but for black women, it is a relaxer. If a black woman were to get a perm, that would be just pointless because that's how her hair is naturally. So, yeah. Well, it's pointless in my opinion. I'm sure there's someone that will try to defend that foolishness. But anyways, so they're natural hair Nazis, though. And we all know Nazis has a negative connotation, and that is the point. There are so many black women and men that will condemn a black woman for not wearing her natural hair. Or a woman that has natural hair like me. I do have natural hair. I have an afro. It's currently in an afro right now. It is blue. It's fabulous. But anyways, they will condemn us for straightening our hair, I haven't seen that many about putting color in it, but basically changing the natural state of our hair in any way, shape, or form. They don't like it. Putting a weave in it is just, ugh. And I have to say, the time and energy put in discussing black women not wearing their natural hair is time wasted on trivial matters. It's as simple as that. And I saw this comment and it just worked my nerves. This lady said, I think it's funny how black women say, I just like switching it up when referring to natural hair. They just basically like changing their hair. And then she says, I have never once in my life heard a woman of a different race say, I feel like switching it up with some kinky hair. I feel so confident with this afro on my head. You don't hear that from them. Women of other races compliment me on my natural hair all the time, but they're not running out to the nearest beauty supply to buy it. Black women, on the other hand, see another woman's hair and want to go buy it. Other races of women can appreciate my beauty, but still love their own. Why can't most black women do that? Okay. Some of y'all may say, well, she's right. Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. We may not hear other races saying that because they don't have as many options as we do. I mean, our hair is naturally curly. That's cool in itself. Many white women will curl their hair, and not all white women have curly hair, so that would be one change. But more to the point, you know, length does make a difference. And even white women of different races will add extensions to their hair. Okay, Miss Thang, whom I have never responded to and probably will never, you will probably never come across this podcast. Well, shoot, I hope you do. But anyways, or people that think like her. The extensions. Sometimes we just want the extra length. Lots of women do that. Plenty of celebrities do that. Added length. I get it. But we have the option to straighten out our hair or just let it revert back to its curly natural state. But we don't have the option to you know, have hair down our back if that wasn't how it looked the day before. There are plenty of black women with long hair. Let me just say that. Plenty, plenty, plenty. And there are plenty of black women with long hair that straighten their hair. So I guess her little statement applies to them as well. Why do we have to be like many, not all, but many white women and keep one look and texture? I love my natural hair. I also love quote unquote switching it up, okay? And having a completely different look. Sometimes I get bored with my afro. I do. If someone is bored with something or someone, it doesn't mean they stop loving it. If you're bored with your mate, does that mean you no longer love them? Not at all. Things get stale after a while. If they stay with the same person and do the same things, you know, people will try to, you know, spice it up. That's what I'm doing. I'm spicing up my hair, okay? Looking different doesn't mean I hate who I am naturally. That's an extreme generalization to make. And some people are just too close-minded. They feel that their point of view is superior and make assumptions about anyone who changes their natural appearance as though I'm here to appeal to you. As though I'm really here to make you happy. Get out of here. As though my hair defines me in some way. My hair does not define me, okay? Like India Ari said, I am not my hair. I heard that song as a kid and it stuck with me. And I'm so glad I grew up listening to India Ari. I get that many black women are ashamed to wear their natural curls. I get that. But I am also wise enough to realize that does not apply to all black women, okay? Like I said, I am not my hair. If I, heaven forbid, had cancer and underwent chemotherapy and my hair fell out, would that mean anything? I've noticed people will argue about long hair and hair in general being your crown. And if you cut it, then you've done something wrong. What if I couldn't help it? What if I had alopecia? Does that argument still apply? Have I lost my crown? Am I no longer special because my hair defined me and now it's gone due to disease or hair clippers? Of course not. I'm still special. Stop being so ignorant and generalizing things and trying to project your values, priorities, and preferences onto others, okay? Your preference is not my preference. Hair is not that big of a deal. It's beautiful when taken care of, but we are individuals, and black people seem to forget that. I am Kiana Tabitha Foster. I am not you. Do you hear me? I have different interests and different aspirations. The only things we may have in common is skin color and the fact that we're human, okay? I am a part of the black community, which is something I didn't even have a choice in, but I am not the black community. I don't represent anyone but myself. So you telling me and other black women how we should wear our hair is a waste of time. Unless you're going to go to our homes and help us style and maintain our hair, then you really can't say anything. If you're not going to personally take the time to make us look good in our eyes, then your opinion means nothing. You're just telling strangers what to do with their lives, and that will never go well. You can't force your preferences onto others. There's a lot that goes behind, you know, people resenting their natural hair color, hair texture and all that. And I understand that, you know, do some research on that. I'm very aware of it, actually. But I'm not going to hate a woman with a relaxer in her hair or weave in her hair. Like, I don't care. I honestly think natural hair is way healthier. But when these women add color to it, it's just as damaging. So let's not act like, you know, you're being a natural hair Nazi, but you have two-toned hair. Like, that's not your natural hair color. So you're damaging your hair in the process. I mean, you didn't come out with that hair color. Are you hating yourself? Oh, but you forgot about that. It is an add-on. It didn't come out natural that way. So obviously you're not that natural. That doesn't apply to everyone. But I'm just saying, think about it. And I have white friends that are in cosmetology school right now. And they learn how to style all textures of black hair and Asian hair and white hair, whatever. They style all ethnicities. These white girls wear weaves, okay? And no one complains. But they will say white women don't wear hair that's different from their own natural hair, which isn't true. I've seen many editorials with white women in different textured wigs and weaves. They wear this hair in big magazine spreads, like big names. And if it was unappealing, then you wouldn't see it. It's displayed as art. These photos and everything in them is art. And I take that as a compliment. My mother didn't even want to relax my hair as a kid. I think I was like 10, maybe a little older. I don't know. And I begged her for it. I begged her to do it. Not to look like white women, though. That's the thing. So many natural hair Nazis will say that black women will relax their hair to look like a white woman. Men and women say this. No, get your facts straight, because we are individuals and you don't know why everyone does what they do. So, you know, shut up with that. I didn't want to look like a white woman. I wanted to look like the girls in school and on the commercials. The Just For Me commercials were so popular. Just For Me is a kid's hair relaxer. It's a gentle relaxer to straighten black girls' hair. And it was so popular back then. And of course, I fed into it. I was a kid. I wanted to look like them because I felt so left out in so many other ways. Like in elementary school, I was usually the only black girl in class. I never cared about those other girls' hair. I just wanted to be friends with them. I didn't want to look like them. But I'd see black girls in other classrooms and they were so popular, and I just wanted to look like the popular kids and have cool clothes and hairstyles. And I also wanted mine longer. And the only time it appeared long was after a blow dry. I never expressed these things to my mother because she definitely would have made me feel a lot better about the whole situation. But I just kept that inside. And so I really thought that, like, if I had a relaxer, my hair would be longer. Like, it was just misguided. You know, I was a kid. I didn't know. So when I finally convinced my mother to relax it, finally, I was happy. And my mom's hair was relaxed. But she didn't want to do the same to me and my sister's hair. I didn't look at my mother and say, oh, your hair is straight. No, it wasn't even like that. I didn't want that. But she didn't want to do that to me and my little sister's hair. My sister has always been natural. The only time she's ever worn extensions was recently, very recently. And she got box braids, or as the kids call it these days, poetic justice braids. And she just wanted to change her look and started straightening her hair. And it's beautiful. She doesn't want to be white either. Okay, so that Negro peon thing does not apply to everyone. Notice I said everyone. I didn't say the Negro peon mentality doesn't exist. I implied that it doesn't apply to everyone. Okay. Well, not even applied. I just said it. Anyways, if you don't know, Negro peon is, by the way, is basically Negroes that try to look European, aka like white women. And they say all black women that wear weaves and relaxers and dye their hair blonde are Negro peons, which is false and a major generalization that totally ruins their argument. It totally takes away from the argument. Like, okay, you'd have to sift through their argument and pick out the accurate statements. You couldn't just take the argument as a whole and say, you know what, that is a fact. No, because you just said everyone that does that. And that's not true. I've never had a man reject me based on my hair either. So I hate when people say, what do men think about natural hair or weaves? Like, who cares? You should want a man that wants you, not your hair. If you were to cut or grow out your hair or even dye it, and that man leaves you, then he wasn't that invested in you in the first place. I've never had a man say, oh, I don't want you because you had an afro or a weave. I show them pictures of me with an afro if, like, I have a weave in. And I show them because I think my hair looks good. And they've never complained when they see it. It's not like I see them the first day I see them, I show them a picture. But no, I may show them a video of mine or something. And they've never complained. Nor do they stop calling based on my look. That lets them know in advance that, you know, I change up my look a lot. I love different looks and they know what to expect. Just because most men are limited to a simple haircut does not mean I have to limit myself to an afro all the time. It does not mean I have to limit myself to any other natural hairstyles all the time. I may get bored with that. I want something different. Deal with it. And I don't care what men think about my hair or my body or my makeup. That's a ridiculous thing to worry about. You can take your husband's thoughts into consideration, but you don't have to mold your appearance around it if you do not want to. You are still an individual at the end of the day. And what if he leaves you? You'd be upset with yourself because you did this for him. Everything was for you. I've heard so many women say that. I did all this for you. Girl, why? If it didn't sit right with you, then why did you do it? But like I was saying, you would be upset with yourself if you did this for him and it wasn't even what you really wanted at the end of the day. So now you want to go for the look that you desired and wish you'd done it sooner. Wish you did what appealed to you instead of what appealed to someone else just to keep them around or make them happy. You have the free will to change your appearance and you should exercise it if you so choose to. You know what else drives me crazy is that some people say we hate our blackness if we wear extensions or color our hair or anything like that. Let me just say, if I hated my blackness, I'd order some skin lightener right now and get to bleaching my skin. My hair doesn't make me black, okay? My skin does. One of my best friends, Marissa, she's black, and her hair is long down her back. Always has been. And the texture reminds me of like a Hawaiian native's. Yes, a Hawaiian native's. It's a loose curl and it's very, very silky, like some of the weaves you see. People constantly ask her if she's mixed. They refuse to believe that black people can have different textures. You know, it's very likely that Marissa, just like 99% of all African Americans, it's very likely that she's mixed with a different race if you look back in her family tree. But that does not matter. Both of her parents are black, straight up black. Her sister's hair is also natural. And if I were to categorize her sister's hair, I'd say it's in the 4 range. Like maybe 4A, 4B, 4C. I don't know. Just in the 4 range. And her skin is much darker. Much darker. Darker than me. And they have the same parents. Both are black. What makes them black is their skin, not their hair. And if I truly hated my skin, I would do something about it to make myself look white. It's not that hard these days. But I love my complexion and I think it's beautiful. Delivery and the words you use are everything. So when you tell someone they hate themselves and their blackness for, you know, changing their hair or whatever, why do you get this goofy ass idea that they'll listen to anything else you have to say? I mean, if someone told you you hated yourself for whatever reason, you would immediately shut them out because you know you better than they do and you would feel insulted. Have some respect for others and get your head out your ass. Some women may not respect themselves and their skin color, and you have to understand why. And like I said, we are individuals. So unless you know their story, you're just going off of assumptions. Sometimes their own family will make them feel like shit for looking the way they do. Their entire life, they were told their beautiful dark skin was ugly and it stuck with them. It's not their fault. It's their family's, you know, degenerate, foolish, you know, minds. And that does go back to, you know, Jim Crow and all that. I mean, it does go way back, but that child is dealing with the then and now. They have no say in the matter. They were told all their lives by their own families that something was wrong with them. And it stuck with them. And it was something they couldn't even help. Okay? And it makes them feel like an abomination. And now they're trying to hide what they feel is a deformity. That is tragic to me. If you're going to say anything, praise their skin and their hair. Tell them it's beautiful. And respect. You got to understand this. Respect the fact that they may not want to immediately change their appearance based off of your compliments, okay? Learning to love yourself is a process. It doesn't happen overnight, and it's all up to you. And it doesn't help when a young girl's here, black men, light and dark skin, praising light-skinned women for being light-skinned and saying that they don't, quote-unquote, do dark girls. It makes them feel inferior. And I do touch on this topic on my YouTube channel, Team Light Skin, Team Dark Skin. You know, it's straight foolishness. You can also Google search Team Light Skin versus Team Dark Skin, Keanu Love 21, you know, to find it. But when you see white people tanning, I just have to finish with this. When you see white people tanning, does it mean they hate themselves? Are they trying to be black? Of course not. So stop it. And finally, this whole 2 Chainz thing. Okay. Child, have y'all heard about this? Now, if you didn't know, 2 Chainz is a rapper. He used to be known as Titty Boy. Yes. Titty Boy. How lovely. And there's a video of him shown backstage after a show, and he's telling the cameraman to basically get this thought on video. The thought he's referring to is named Tina. I'm not calling her a thought. He is referring to her as a thought. One popular song of his you may have heard is Birthday Song or some crap, where he says, "All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe." And I hate that song, honestly, but that just gives you an idea of his mentality. I'm not saying the man is stupid. I'm just saying, yeah, definitely doesn't come off as a respect for women thing. Now, THOT, thought, is an acronym for that hoe over there. Basically calling her a hoe. All right. And these people make up new words every day. I cannot take it. I refuse to, like, use these words. It's just stupid. I don't learn the new dances. I don't care the new trends. I am not a trend person. I don't follow anyone's anything. So, no. But that's the new word out there, which I hope dies soon. Thought. And if that would have been directed towards me, I would have left immediately. Because at the beginning of the video, like, she's far away. You can't really make her out. Like, I'm sure if you knew her, you would know who she is. But I couldn't really make out her face. I would have left right then. They wouldn't have gotten a clear shot of me on camera. No, ma'am. I'm not trying to be disrespected or humiliated, okay? Now, the thing is, they were chatting with her and laughing at her, and she was just not in on the jokes that were pretty obvious, but, you know, she wasn't very, very bright. And they told her to leave eventually, and she just did not catch on. She behaved like an airhead, for real. Like, she just didn't get it. And I understand, you know, that she wanted to maybe stick around and maybe land a baby daddy or something. I don't know what her intentions were. But she was shameless. Like, they told her to turn around, and she turned around. They were laughing at her in her face, and she just smiled. She was completely clueless that she was the butt of their jokes. She just did not get it, and you could tell. Now, some people commented, several people actually, that those guys in the video, 2 Chainz the rapper and his entourage, were probably trying to have sex with her and she just wasn't for it, so they started dissing her because there was tons of editing done to that video. I won't believe anyone's word on what was discussed because there was so much editing done. I wouldn't believe anything in 2 Chainz entourage anyone says. I wouldn't even believe her. Like, I just don't care. But there was just so much editing done, so many things taken out, that who knows what occurred when she was far away from the camera and when she finally got up to them. Because when we see her, she's just sitting down in a room, like, texting or something on her phone. She's by herself. No one's even near her. So, I mean, if she was a groupie hoe, she would have been all over somebody by then. I'm not going to lie. I had to scream. I screamed, "You stupid." I just called her stupid because 2 Chainz told her that she was in blog territory because the camera's in her face and, you know, she's just standing there. Basically, the gossip sites, the gossip blogs, would cover this video footage. And she was shocked. She didn't believe it. She thought the camera wasn't on. And her name is Tina. Really, Tina? Really, bitch? This guy is just holding a camera in your face for fun? Really? You didn't think it was on? Goofy bitch. Okay, they told her to leave more than once. And I honestly felt bad for her. I felt bad for her humiliation. It was painful to watch. It was like, oh, girl, get out of there. Don't remain where you're not wanted. Don't just stay there. They don't want you there. Leave. God. And then she says, like, you know, one of the entourage invited her back. He knew her from Instagram and he admitted to that part. But it was just ridiculous because 2 Chainz was like, how did you get back here? And yeah. But I did. I felt bad for her. But I couldn't help but calling her stupid for putting herself in that situation in the first place. She was with disrespectful rappers and their entourage. I don't hate 2 Chainz, but come on, his songs aren't exactly respectful to women. And this video showed how he views many, if not all women, or at least the women that will go, you know, backstage or sneak backstage or whatever. There were other women back there too, but they looked real basic. They were probably like his entourage as well, you know, like doing makeup or something. But either way, they were laughing at her too. Everyone was laughing. Maybe he doesn't treat his girlfriend that way, but I'm only going by what I saw, and they just laughed at her. Even security guards had to tell her to leave. No one escorted her out. No one physically removed her. They were just trying to save her from the situation that she was clueless to. Like, the security was like, baby, baby girl, baby, just go on, leave. Just go ahead and leave. Like, she finally gave up. But girl, they were laughing at you, not with you, but I'm sure you know that by now. And also, the hashtag "Is This Your Thought" was plastered in the middle of the video. Basically, like, through like 80% of the video, like, "Is This Your Thought" was in it. So he was calling her a thought in the video verbally, and then the words were on, you know, in the video. So yeah, he's calling her out of her name. He was calling her a hoe, and people started harassing her online. And now she's suing 2 Chainz for it. She's suing him. She said she would be suing the rapper for humiliating her and posted in her profile that her Instagram page had to be reset due to the embarrassing comments being left on her page. And she was also quoted saying, "For the record, I'm not a thot. I reset my account because I had family on it. Tahid Epps, a.k.a. 2 Chainz, you will definitely be hearing from my lawyer." It was defamation of character, plain and simple. The video was defamation of character. It had thought all over it, and they were calling her one. I don't understand why people stand up for rappers that disrespect others. I don't get it. I could see if she propositioned him. That wouldn't have been cut out. I don't think that would have been cut out, because that would have reinforced a derogatory comment. Not saying it would be right to do, but it would have made his point. She is now being identified as the "Is This Your Thought" girl. And who would want that? Who would want to be called a hoe everywhere they go? Like, no. She may be clueless, but she's not that clueless. She did put herself in a situation where inflated egos with money decide what happens. But who's to say she asked for sex? Who's to say that was her motive? I've seen her photograph with lots of rappers at events, and I have not seen her gossip about sleeping with them, like many, many women do. They'll be glad to tell you that they had sex with a rapper. But I can't say she hasn't, though. And honestly, who cares? Who cares? Why are women called hoes and not the rappers when they're sleeping with just as many? No, correction. Even more people. These rappers have sex constantly, and they're praised for it. They can write songs about their promiscuity, but women are shamed for it. And you know why? It's because our society is full of idiots. And if you think that a man can sleep around and not a woman, then you're an idiot. Yes, I said it. I'm talking to you. If it applies, then I'm calling you an idiot. If it don't, let it fly. And honestly, if it's okay for men to sleep with a bunch of women, but not vice versa, then there's something wrong with your logic. A female's body is not more sacred or precious than a man's. I mean, they're just bodies. They're just vessels. All our bodies are sacred and special. Let me just say that. But no one is above the other. So don't make it sound like that. And if these men aren't sleeping with a whole bunch of women, then who are they sleeping with? Are they sleeping with each other? Is there a lot of gay sex going on? Just like the whole remain a virgin until marriage. I respect that. If that's what you want to do, do it. And if you don't, okay. But the thing is, even I've seen a lot of Christian parents and Christian families and Christian young men encourage that sort of behavior where the young man can get out and explore women and all that other stuff. But women shouldn't, you know, do anything like that. Don't be a hypocrite. Why is this boy allowed to do it, but not this girl? I don't think either one of them should do it for real. They're too young and all that. You know, it's definitely an emotional thing, but that's another topic for another day. But the double standard is just that. And there's nothing right about double standards. There's something mentally wrong with people if they stand up for double standards in any way, shape, or form. So young boys are encouraged to have sex and all that stuff, but young girls are discouraged from doing that. Now, if all children obey these instructions, then there would be no young girls having sex and there would be only boys having sex. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that who are they having sex with? Okay. So either way, it's just stupid. It's just stupid. And our society is full of idiots and they're everywhere and they surround me and I avoid them because I ain't got time for the foolishness. But really, 2 Chainz, he could have handled that situation so much better. He didn't have to demean her and call her out of her name when all she was doing was sitting in the room. Her face wasn't in anyone's crotch. Okay. And if he didn't want her there, his security could have removed her. She might have just wanted to meet her favorite rapper. Fans do that all the time. Whether they sneak backstage or get invited, they just want to be in the presence of the person they admire. She got to talk to him. Maybe that meant a lot to her. People can have more than one, you know, celebrity idol or whatever word you want to use. Like, they can admire more than one celebrity. So, yeah. And also, not all women want to sleep with celebrities just because they're celebrities. Many have self-respect and wouldn't give a rapper the time of day if they were being disrespectful to them. I've met a few celebrities. Never have I ever tried to sleep with them. Didn't even cross my mind. I met John Legend. He's as short as me. I was like, oh, wow. He's cute. The man can sing. Oh, my gosh. That was so impressive. I was like, wow, he sounds even better than the records. Like, dude is talented. And he was looking straight at me. We were standing face to face. I just smiled. Like, hey, not even a full teeth smile like a little girl. Just more of a sultry Jessica Rabbit smile because I knew what I was doing. And I was like, I don't plan on even talking to you. I didn't say one word to him. I just wanted him to see me because I saw him. And he smiled. I was like, cool, cool. A little connection there. Goodbye. And I went on about my day. That was all I wanted. I was in his presence. And he was very talented, and I got to, you know, see that talent. And then he saw me, because it was cool. It's like, you'd want to be acknowledged by someone you admire, even for a second. Most people would want way more than what I just desired, but everyone's different. But sex didn't even cross my mind. And a great comment posted by a man on YouTube said, why is disrespecting women so entertaining to them in regards to that 2 Chainz video? Because they were just laughing so much. Like, everything she said was a joke. They couldn't take themselves. They were just enjoying. They were so giggly. And he also said, and why are the other women in the room so amused? How can one thirst bucket laugh at another? Because you could say she was thirsty. You know, she was thirsty. She wanted the rapper's attention. So, yeah, that's why he called her that. And how can these other women laugh at her? I don't know who those women were, so that they may be thirst buckets, but she was actually very pretty. She looked better than them, I'll say that. And then he concludes by saying, I need to stop, you know, throwing in my two cents. We as black men need to stop wearing our disrespect for women like it's some sort of badge of honor. And he is so correct. And that concludes today's podcast. Okay, be sure to check me out on youtube.com/KianaLove21 and lovekiana.com, LUVKIANNA. My name is spelled KIANNA, two N's, and always with the love, LUV. So just remember that. Love. I really did make up that name when I was like 16, 17 or something. So I was really obsessed with the word love and the U's, and so that should explain all that. Background music featured in today's podcast is under the Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 Unported, Rosemary by Robbie on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Kruzo, K-R-U-Z-O, and Doubts Enclosed by A2N on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/ATU_N. Have a good day, y'all.